And of course, in November, we turn the calendar to November, coming up on November 2nd, the 9th annual Business Expo over at Tom's Country Place. And give us some details on that. As always, Tony Gallo, president for Lorain County Chamber. Good morning, Tony. How are you today?
Hey, good, guys. How are you?
We are good. You're all set for Thursday now.
Yeah, we are officially sold out as of last week. So that's a good place to be. We're back up to the numbers we were pre-COVID, so that's a good sign as well. I think, you know, everybody's looking forward to it. And networking, we've got some new members that haven't participated again or ever before, so that's always a nice way to have the expo kind of kick off. And I think it should be good. Actually, the weather looks decent. And I don't know if you guys remember, sometimes when we fall, depending on where the fall back with the time frame comes, we're on the good side of it, so it's not dark when people are arriving. We actually do have a little bit of daylight as people start and get to participate, because as soon as it gets dark at 5 o'clock and, you know, it's rainy and nobody wants to go out, so we're lucky. I think the weather looks like it's going to cooperate.
Well, your event goes from 3:30 to 6:30, so have plenty of opportunity to people to come out. Talk a little bit about the purpose of that and what people will see when they come out, what you hope gets out of the expo.
Well, really, I mean, the biggest focus is for us to do some business-to-business, you know, networking, and you know, it's for people who are in business to find vendors that they can utilize locally, hopefully that they're, you know, that they've either never heard of or didn't realize that they did these type of things that they need. So, you know, while there's other expos out there that are consumer-to-business, this is really business-to-business. That's what we focus on. That's what we really want.
And you talk about events, and it's funny, you think, well, there's probably people that have, you know, you're at Tom's Country Place, a great place to have, you know, receptions of sort of things. In other words, a business like that. There's probably photographers, also people that provide maybe even incentives for employees, I would assume.
Oh, there's everything, you know, from workers' comp individuals to magazines to banks to accountants to lawyers to, you know, everything that you can possibly imagine that you want. And, you know, we actually do get a really good participation from our nonprofits, too, because, you know, they're there to kind of say, hey, you know, sometimes these businesses want to give back to the community. And, you know, we have so many nonprofits and so many different, you know, very specific 501c3s that a lot of the businesses don't realize that they're all out there, especially if they're new to the area. You know, we still get a lot of people moving into our community that aren't 100%, you know, aware of every business that open. It's also a great way for brand new businesses that just maybe opened a year ago or, you know, 8 months ago to get their name out and be able to utilize that name recognition and put a face with a company name.
Tony, I think it was a year ago, speaking of newer businesses, when Bibby Bop, the restaurant now in Avon, made its appearance at the expo. Do you have any? You've got some new ones this year, too, though, right? Some new
yeah,
folks showing up?
So Bibby Bop was a really unusual one because we had cut their ribbon like a week or so before in Avon, but they had one in Westlake that was open, and they actually utilized – so I take it back. So they hadn't opened yet. I don't think they were supposed to be open. They didn't open up until like February or so. But the Westlake one actually participated and gave out samples of the food as sort of a way to get us excited about this one that was opening up in Avon. Well, they're participating again this year as well, too, which is nice. Actually, Railroad Brewing Company is going to be there this year as well, too. So we've never done anything like that before, and it should kind of give a different feel to it. But, you know, we've got some great small businesses and breweries here in town, and I think it's a great way for them to kind of show that, hey, you know what, they're part of the community, too.
What was the underlying, we haven't done this kind of thing before? What is that?
I think they may be able to pass out a couple of samples of some of the things that they manufacture there, Bruce.
I see. Actually, you know, you get thirsty walking up and down all those aisles.
Yeah, you do. And I'm excited to actually have them there.
Right, that's a great opportunity. And it's fun. You're going to have different types of businesses. You have some of those that are sort of on the business side, and then you have some of those that are sort of on the, I would say, more fun, entertaining side as well. But it also gives you a chance maybe just to see what other businesses are doing and think, hey, that idea is good. We could apply that to our company too.
And that's exactly it. You know, it'll be interesting. We have Truex Law is going to be participating again this year, so we actually raffle off $50 gift cards like every 45 minutes or so, and you know, you get a chance to win a $50 gift card, up to a chance to win a $100 gift card on that last one. Republic Services is going to give away a big screen TV as well too. What I would tell anybody, any of your listeners, if they are a business, bring your business cards. I know that sounds very nonsensical, like, of course I'll bring my business cards. You know how many people get there and say, oh God, I forgot my business cards. The business cards are important. That's what they utilize to actually get you checked in. And a lot of these businesses are going to be doing their own raffles as well, too. You throw a business card into one of their bowls, and you get a chance to win something else from them, too.
Well, I'm sure you can find a printer there that could help you make business cards if you didn't bring one, right?
I don't know how fast they'd be able to do that, but, yeah, there's probably a pretty good chance that there'll be a printer or two that might be able to help you out for next year anyway.
Is business card still the technology of getting your name to someone else? I mean, just curious a little bit.
I mean, there are people what I've seen more of is the QR code where you scan it and it automatically goes into your contacts. And I think we're getting there. But for the most part, I don't know if you guys remember, there was a couple of years ago where there was a new, this was before COVID, and you shook your phone next to each other, and we tried it out at our expo, and your information went to their phone, and their information went to your phone. So, you know, it was a cool way to do it. I don't know that people really kind of got it. You had to have that app downloaded to your phone, you know, beforehand. If you've flown, you know, United is always telling you before you get on the plane, you have to download the United app in order to be able to watch the shows that are on, you know, the plane or whatever. So you got to actually have to think a little bit in advance to do it. So at the end of the day, you know, my background is printing. I worked for Wilmot Printing for 16 and a half years before I flipped over to the Chamber. I still have a heart and a mind of a printer. I still think there's a need and a desire for people to get your business card.
Well, there's some psychology or science behind if you hold something in your hand or you actually read it or you have seen someone's face with the product. You know what I mean? This is what this expo is all about, pressing the flesh, getting to meet the people that are in the community that you will be dealing with in your transactions.
I agree 100%. And it's a hard, at least with this generation, at least our generation, I think that's a hard mentality to break. So I think it's a positive thing to just give your business card to somebody. And, you know, there are times where I'm putting on a suit jacket I maybe haven't worn in a week or two or maybe a month, or, you know, I put away the summer ones and, you know, it's 6 months before I put on something like that again. And I pull out that business card. And it'll be like, oh, wow, yeah, I remember that guy. Geez, you know what? I haven't heard back from him. I need to touch base with him. LinkedIn does a lot of that now. You know, you're able to kind of connect with LinkedIn and social media. But, again, I think that business card is there as a friendly reminder.
Absolutely. Well, it's a great chance for people to connect. Again, it's the Lorain County Chamber of Commerce Expo. It's coming up this coming Thursday, November 2nd, from 3:30 to 6:30 over at Tom's Country Place. Always great talking with you, Tony. Thanks for joining us, and look forward to seeing you this coming Thursday.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Tony Gallo, President of Lorain County Chamber, this morning talking about the Business Expo.